Hi, K-Watchers. It's Leanne.
Hi, everyone. It's Juliet. Welcome to the K-Watch Party.
Today, we have episodes 13, 14, 15, and 16.
Ooh, that's a lot of TV.
We are throwing everything in. We just could not stop watching, so 16's in, baby. Our fave couple's road to happily ever after is paved with prison, a truck of doom, a sedan of doom.
Shall I keep going?
A bullet to their shoulder. Let's jump in.
Sedan of doom just doesn't roll off the tongue like truck of doom does.
And also, it isn't as effective.
Yeah, right. He lived.
The boy who lived. I mean, really, Hyunwoo went through it, but we can get into it later. Good morning, Juliet. How are you?
Good morning. I am in survival mode. This is actually probably one of the craziest times of the year. School just ended. It is my daughter's birthday today. We are traveling. Summer break has started. Just a lot going on.
The end of the school year, especially if you have two kids in elementary, it's a lot of 15-minute vocal concerts and 15-minute right. band concerts and random last-minute field trips that we all have to plan around. I haven't been to the office any Wednesday this month because I'm just shuffling everything around for these 15-minute concerts. But you know what? We only get one chance at them.
I know. And it's crazy because I always think, well, no one is going to be there. It's 15 minutes in the middle of the day. I go and the room is packed with parents. So then you can't be the only one that doesn't show up.
Yes.
Right? Then your child is like, where were you for my 15 minutes where my child is not even singing?
I know. I've seen your child just
He's just
not
sitting
sing.
And staring at everyone.
And I was like, oh man, Julia is fuming in the back because he is not even, he doesn't even bother to mouth the words.
No.
Not a whisper comes out of that child. Meanwhile, mines are just like slapping their knees.
She's getting ready for American Idol.
Our first grade room parents were very extra this year, so they planned a beach day yesterday. And so I also thought, like, oh, who's going to go out at 3 p.m. to the beach? No, yeah, almost
every single parent was there, right?
Yeah, it was jam-packed, and it was so windy, and the kids were in the ocean. It was
They
really
were in
fun.
The ocean.
Yeah. And by ocean, I mean, like, yeah, the it's green actually, sludge. Up here.
Landfill water.
Yeah. You know, you see the Golden Gate Bridge. That water is beautiful.
Yeah.
Blue. Whales swimming
right.
through it. No, where we are, it is landfill waste.
It is.
Water.
Absolutely.
And, but the kids will still have fun.
They'll come out with rashes. Fin. And yeah, possibly a toe missing. But
yes.
At least they had a good time.
I just basically burned the swimsuits that they wear yeah, in that beach. Because they're going to smell.
You know, just like bleach their bodies.
Yeah.
It's a very stressful year. We are all at our wit's end.
Well, we've got extra stress in my house because my husband just came back from 10 days in Korea where he went for a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
It was very stressful.
And he's around his parents.
Yes.
Anyone will be stressed for that long.
And the funeral itself, he had a lot of responsibility. So it just came down hard for 10 days on him. So he's there and he's telling me he's losing his hair like crazy. He says he wakes up and there's just hair all over the pillow. He'll shake his head and just 10 strands come out. This laughter is not going to help.
I'm sorry, but
I laughed
the
too.
Image of him shaking his head and just flying out is killing me.
Like a little wind passes by and he's just holding onto his head now. And mind you, he's not a super full-headed individual. He never even started off like that. Full-headed of hair. So this is very concerning. And like usually I don't do much for my husband when it comes to his health. Like, you know, like I spend $50 a month on probiotics for right. myself and for the kids. You just sent me this new colostrum prebiotic powder that's also insanely expensive. Without a doubt, I bought it for myself,
yes.
my girls. They have it every day. My husband does not get even a pinch right. of that powder. He told me about this hair loss and I just jumped on it.
Well, this affects you.
It does.
Do you want to be seen with a man who's prematurely balding?
I mean, look, there's nothing wrong with it, but we should be trying to prevent as much as we
yes.
can. Because once it's gone, you know, it's harder to claw it back. So $88 Nutrafol is in the mail. Shampoo, conditioner. Like I swiped his Costco generic vitamins out of the way and I replaced it with this. So yeah, we're in full hair growth mode here.
As someone who has had a lot of hair issues in my life, it is actually it's so stressful that it creates more stress. Right. So then you lose more hair. But you know, when I got married, my dad, he is bald.
Is he like U-shaped bald or full bald?
U-shaped bald. But it's becoming full bald now. He's always kind of really just had the sides. And it happened, I think, in his late 40s. So, you know, as a pre-warning to your husband, this is the time to take care of it. So he never, especially back then, that wasn't as trendy to be taking all these supplements. But he lost it. And then for my wedding, my mom was putting so much pressure on him to do something about his hair. Because she also really does not like his hair. She gives him a lot of grief about it. And so then he went to get a wig. He got fitted for a wig. Do you remember my dad at my
wedding? Yeah, so because you're saying this, I'm like, I've met your dad. I don't remember him being bald. So he's wearing
a toupee. Yeah, they had to like, I think they glued it in.
For the wedding or just like for every day now?
No. Then he took it off because it was so uncomfortable. And honestly, nobody recognized him at the wedding. They were like, who is that man?
And all your wedding photos, he looks so different.
He looks so different. And then so for my brother's wedding, he just went natural. So you don't want, you don't want your husband to have to go down that road.
Well, he says in Korea, you can get a full hair transplant for $10,000.
Where's the hair coming from?
You know Korea, they'll probably grow it in a petri dish for you. And they say it works. Like it regrows. It's not just one and falls out. It actually like implants and regrows.
I mean, if that happened to you, would you do that?
Yeah, I mean, this only just reminds us how important hair is. And I have been very, I guess, blessed.
You are so blessed.
I'm a very hairy person. Hair. It is voluminous. And so I've never had this issue.
Wait, did you used to have a unibrow growing up?
I mean, basically, yeah. I mean, it wasn't so bad, but.
You know, girls like that always end up being really beautiful with like gorgeous hair later on. So you can't make fun of girls.
It builds character.
Yes, it does. Right.
Early unibrows, mustaches, it builds character. I always had hairy arms. I still have hairy arms, but like when you're little, it really shows. And when you're like winter.
you're like, I don't need a sweater.
But yeah.
You know, Chrissy Teigen got an eyebrow transplant.
Okay.
And I think she got the hair from the nape of her neck.
Oh, like the baby hairs.
Yeah. And implanted. She looks, I think, a little insane because it just looks so intense. It's like it furry. Almost looks like she has pubes on her eyebrows.
No, because they're stop.
So, we got to look it up.
Oh, it does. It does look very furry.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I'll keep everyone updated. I did clear with him that this would be okay to talk about.
We're all very invested in his hair journey.
You know who doesn't have hair problems?
Mr. Hyunwoo?
Yes. Mr. Hyunwoo came out of prison and his hair was do they give perms in Korean prison?
They probably do.
Because, boy, that hair looked fluffy after a month in prison. Let's get into Queen of Tears. We have never recapped 4 episodes before. We originally snuck in episode 16 for this episode because I thought it was going to be easy breezy, like most other dramas.
Right. Like they're just tying up all of the loose ends.
The happy moments montage. Yes. No, not Queen of Tears.
Yep.
No.
It was an hour 45 minutes.
So we're going to start with episode 13. Last we checked in on episode 12, we were at the chairman's funeral and the family found the bunker in the elevator safe door.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Now it is jogging my memory. That feels like it was so long ago.
Of course, they look inside.
And it's empty.
Yeah. Surprise to nobody. Money's gone. Seulhee, Mo Money, Mo Problems girlfriend of the chairman, took the money. My hot take here is she deserved it. That woman.
20 plus years?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretending to be bad at that Korean chess game.
Pretending to be in love with an old man.
And the way that she found the bunker was she was watching hours and hours of old video footage of the family.
Yeah.
And so she found his secret video where he shows it off and shows off the elevator button. And that's how she finds it. I mean, like, that's good detective work.
It is. We always joke, like, scorned women, mm-hmm. like, oh, you should be in the FBI. You know, because they can go and figure out who their lover is sleeping with or, you know, what they've been up to. The girl knew how to do some investigative work.
So she takes the money and she gives Eunsung, her son, she gives it all to him.
Yeah. And she said, I loved you in my own way.
She said, see, I told you so. I really take so much joy in being an I told you so person. I love telling my kids, yeah, see, told you so. Oh, yeah, you didn't want to bring a sweater? Told you so.
Oh, it's freezing. I'm sure they love that.
It's very satisfying. One day I hope to do this, though, to my kids with a vault full of millions of dollars. Back at the house, Hayne finds the recording pen she left for her grandfather during her visit.
Although I thought he would have something more meaningful or revealing on there, but it was like, oh, I'm so sorry and I love you guys. Wah, wah.
He is the parallel to Hayne, though. He was losing his memories and his mind. In his clear moments, he was figuring out what was important to him, which was not money. And I think Hayne, it's a device to allow Hayne to also say, oh, actually, what's important to me? So at this point, she wants to live. A call comes in from Germany. There is a new procedure that could help get rid of her tumor, but she would damage her hippocampus and she would lose her long-term memory. Like, that's a great twist. Like, you can survive, but you're going to lose your memories.
Yeah. That is a great twist. But how often does something like this ever happen?
Only in drama.
Only
land.
In K-drama.
Yeah. Episode 13 is a lot of Hayne and Hyunwoo coming back together. They spend the day together. They're taking pictures. They're very happy. She wears the Bulgari ring. It seems like all is well. Meanwhile, Hyunwoo knows that she might lose her memory after the surgery. They haven't told her that. They're just saying the surgery is going to save your life. They're not telling her that she's going to lose her memory.
Yeah. Would you have wanted somebody to keep that from you? Because in some ways, whether she had known or not wouldn't have mattered after the fact, right? Like, she could have said no, but say she got the surgery, which she wouldn't have remembered.
Yes, but you can't get her to the door. Hyunwoo doesn't tell her
until they're at the hospital.
Yeah, they've flown to Germany and that's where he tells her. I don't want to be deceived, but I don't think I would have gone through with it if they had told me in Korea.
You think you wouldn't have gone? You wouldn't have even gone to surgery?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah. I really felt her sadness about...
Oh, that's interesting.
Not being herself.
I guess for me, I was like, this seems so unreasonable. I would rather live and prepare myself, whether that is like through videos or writing things down that I could create new memories. I would rather have life than not.
There's something about preserving who you are. I think for Hayne, the memories are who she is. Mm-hmm. I've really felt deeply that. But you're saying you would have started over.
Yeah. For the possibility of living a full life.
What else happens in this episode? Hyunwoo also is just really cute for his wife. He makes a Christmas scene in the mall. There's a lot about snow. This last quarter of this drama is a lot of snow. Korean drama trope.
Yes, it's a trope. And I think in Korean culture, if you are, I'm going to butcher this, but it's something to the effect of like you're with the person that you love on the first day of snow. Then it's like going to last or something like that.
Hayne and Hyunwoo have moved out of the country. They're into his apartment now. And she's like, we should act like newlyweds. This is another Korean drama trope. This like newlywed phase.
Yes. I think it's because maybe even just a few decades ago, it was a very like purist culture. The idea that you would have premarital sex, right? It was unheard of, or like nobody ever really talked about it. And you still see that even in these kinds of dramas, right? So they like to keep up this really pure image. And so I think they just love to tease about like, oh, you're newlyweds. Like you're just having sex all the time.
Meanwhile, you go to Korea.
And there people are hooking up in motel.
Love motels. Everywhere.
Yeah, every hour. Because you rent it by the hour, right?
It's insinuated, but we don't see that these two finally do the deed. Yes. There is no way these two hotties haven't been bumping uglies since they got back together.
But where would they have done it? In his parents' bedroom?
They would find a way. They could go out into the orchard. Orchard sex could do these two some good, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
He must have been so pent up. It's like Mount Vesuvius over there. In the end of the episode, they get to Germany, and at the door of the doctor's office, Hyunwoo tells Hayne, hey, I got something to tell you. You're going to have the surgery, but you're going to lose all your memories. She's pissed. Basically, all of episode 14 is Hyunwoo appealing to Hayne to say, live for me. He never says it because he's too gentlemanly and he's too perfect, but that's basically effectively what he's trying to say, right?
He does say that actually at the hospital because I think he was like, let's live.
We open episode 14. Hayne is narrating over her honeymoon flashbacks and her memories. She says, but when all things disappear in a sudden, and that I thought about my husband and his hair loss. The other things happening in this episode are the House of Cards is falling around Mo Money and Eunsang.
Yeah.
The sons of the Hong family, the Hong bums, both Suk and Jun. They're going after this, the villains, for their illegitimate takeover of Queens. But in the midst of all of this, Eunsang is still flying to Germany. He heard about Hae-in's surgery. He knows that her memory is going to go. He is like salivating over his plan to basically stalk her there.
And take advantage of her when he knows that she's going to lose her memory.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite smart, actually.
Mo Money, his mother, confronts him on his way out. He has a little roller bag. Leaving the house. She's like, what is your obsession over this dying girl? He says, you shouldn't have abandoned me, Ma.
Like,
I'm obsessed with her and it's all your fault.
As a side note, I saw another podcast of a Korean woman who interviewed a Korean therapist and they were analyzing Korean dramas.
Mm.
Like, what is the psychology behind all this? You know, we just psychoanalyze based on no knowledge.
Armchair experts,
yeah,
over here.
Exactly. This is so classic psychology 101. He's been abandoned, and so he looks to anyone for affection to the point of becoming a psycho.
So Mo Money sees Hae-in now as an obstacle in her rise to power. Hae-in and Hyun-woo are in Germany. Hae-in at this point still has not been convinced. Lots of church visits, lots of praying, lots of crying. She still is not convinced that she's going to do the surgery.
Grace the butler was with Mo Money and she said, oh, who are those men that are in Germany? Mo Money is like, I've taken care of it. So Grace understands that as her trying to hurt Hae-in. So she calls Hyun-woo while he's in this random tchotchke store and he is quick-witted enough to know, oh, that means something is up. He runs out.
Very dramatic.
Just in time for the truck of doom.
Huge truck of doom.
Yeah.
This is a German-sized truck of doom. Plows into their rental car. Hyun-woo thinks Hae-in's in there. The car is set on fire. I'm like, where is your clicker? Just click it open, buddy. No, he takes his fist and he starts smashing the window, which I'm pretty sure is impossible.
Bleeding. If he lives in the area that we live in, he would know you need a special tool to break into car windows.
He thought she was dead in the car. She was just out getting a good luck charm.
It's the same charm and the same guy that she bought this charm from a few episodes ago. For her, that is like a sign.
The other sign was they were having breakfast that morning and Hyun-woo is sitting in the breakfast lounge of the hotel. He's turning heads. All the ladies, yeah, are looking at him. He's got his sleeves rolled up and she goes, roll down your sleeves. Don't show your forearms.
She was jealous.
I do love a man in a rolled up sleeves.
Like, oh, is, wow. That feels so niche. Okay.
Have we not talked about, I feel like maybe.
No, we've talked about your dislike of black leather sandals.
You don't have anything like a clothing thing you like on a man. Maybe a double popped collar.
That was your husband.
My husband was known for the popped collar.
But
in college.
Double, right?
He would, I don't know. About
he
that.
Would wear two, from what, no, I understand, I wasn't there, but two polo shirts, both of them popped up.
Oh my the God. The image I'm is so glad, but, you know, I didn't know.
Back
him
then, that was probably considered cool.
Cool.
Maybe. I do like a man in a suit.
A three-piece, two-piece, double-breasted. What are we talking here?
Definitely not double-breasted. Definitely not a three-piece. I just like just a clean suit. But do you ever look for these kinds of signs in your life to signal like good luck?
I'm very superstitious in that way.
Yeah.
If there is like a dress or something that's on sale and it's the last one.
Wait,
and it's my size.
It's a sign.
No matter how much it costs.
Oh my gosh.
I will say to my husband, I was like, it's a sign. That was meant for me.
Oh my God. Okay. I was talking more like, you know, butterflies. Whenever I see a butterfly, a white butterfly, now my son is very into animals. So he's always telling me like, that's not a butterfly. It's a moth.
It's a moth, yeah.
But I'm like, well, to me, it's a beautiful white butterfly. I had one following me around at the Great Wall of China.
Ooh, interesting.
I swear. I don't know if it's the same one or if there were multiple, but it kept following me around. And I was like, something ominous is about to happen. And then that night I got a call that my grandfather had passed away.
No.
Yeah. And so even now when I see butterflies, I signal it as a good luck charm. But I always feel like, oh, something is percolating,
huh,
whether good or bad.
So Hae-in sees how rocked Hyun-woo is when he thought she was going to die. And so she decide she wants to live. So mm-hmm. she's going to go through with the surgery. As she's going into surgery, she's handing Hyunwoo a notebook with memories that she's written down. She says, so, you know, we see Hyunwoo again crying, just the king of tears.
So my next door neighbor has had something very tragic happen to him. And I was talking to him and he was crying multiple times. And then my husband and I were texting afterwards. And I said, cry count. 7 in the last 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
But that's how I was thinking about it, because now we talk about crying so much on
cry count is a million now.
Suddenly, the Korean police barge in, tell Hyunwoo that he's being arrested for suspicion of murder for that
landlord scumbag.
Yeah.
Who was found by the river dead in his car. Like, and his fingerprints are on the knife. Yeah. His hair is found at the scene.
He doesn't even get a chance to see Hane come out of surgery. It was so dramatic. I really did not expect that.
Eunsung is there. He set him up. It's almost too easy. Eunsung now talks without opening his mouth. He just talks like this with his jaws. That's his evil acting. He's gone full evil acting mode. He's full on abducting her.
Yep.
My mouth was agape.
And he is able to position everything in his favor. So he's like, oh, you know Hyunwoo? He was going to divorce you. Your mom tried to sue you. So he's turning everyone against her. And the facts
are there.
You know, he's not lying.
I was so upset by
this. I was so pissed. And I found it unbelievable that she would believe him so easily.
She had open brain surgery. You know, you'd have to shave your head for that.
Yeah.
You'd have bandages. She just wakes up just perfect, flawless. And also not seemingly very worried. Like, wouldn't you wake up with no memories? Like, you'd be blank. You'd be like, what is happening? Where am I? Who are you? Freaking out.
Yes.
No doctors are there.
He shouldn't have been allowed in there.
Her husband just got arrested on the floor. This woman's going to wake up with no memory, and they just let this monotone man come in and just, like, basically abduct her. It was kind of insane. Now poor Hyunwoo is sitting in jail. The snow falls. Episode 15. Eunsung, being evil, he reads a notebook, throws it in the fire. He poisons her mind against him. A month later, they land in Korea.
Oh, was it a month?
She sees her family at the airport. She doesn't know any of them. Hey, family. You don't have one friend in Germany to go check up on her?
Right. How about try a little harder?
So episode 15 is just a lot of Hane being back and Eunsung lying to her. Our beautiful Hyunwoo has been sitting in jail.
So Hane is curious about him. So she goes to visit him. And the whole time she's sitting there waiting for him. And she's like, why would I fall for a guy like this? I must have had such bad judgment of character. And then he walks in and everything goes into slow motion. And then I think she's like, oh, now I know why I married him.
Right.
Yeah. He's beautiful.
Also, like, Secretary Na is now reunited with Hane. And Secretary Na is under some NDA with Queen's Group where she can't talk about their old relationship. But really, Secretary Na, break your NDA to save this poor woman from the grips of Eunsung.
Yeah, you're kind of just letting her believe whatever Eunsung has fed her.
And which are clearly lies.
Yeah, and you're just watching from the sideline? That's not a good friend.
I did not like that either. He actually gets out of prison. His homies help him out of prison, finally. Yes. I don't know why it took so long. He goes home and there's the tofu after prison ritual. Is this just a K-drama thing or is this like a Korean
I think it's
culture?
Real. I looked it up. It said, partly because tofu has so much protein and they likely didn't eat a lot of protein in prison, but also the symbolism is that you're turning over a new leaf because you can never go back to the original form of tofu because it's, you know, ground up from soybeans. So hopefully you're starting a new life and you don't go back into prison.
Hyunwoo gets his tofu. His family rallies around him. The whole town rallies around him. Hane sees this. So she's, I think, finally starting to get skeptical. She's like, why does everyone love him if he's supposed to be such a monster? In the trial, I wrote down, it's all Shishi TV. Shishi TV saves everybody.
I love that you say Shishi TV as though you are a Korean person who can't pronounce your C's very well.
That's how you hear it. Shishi TV.
Shishi TV.
You almost can't get away with anything
you
in Korea.
And I mean, when you talk about privacy laws, that is really invasive.
Half of me is like, a police state isn't great because you're invasion privacy. But the other half of me is like, well, you can't get framed for murder. Yeah. So he doesn't get away with it because there's Shishi TV everywhere just tracking these killers. The attorneys use a trick to hack into the killer's phone with a text from a delivery.
Yes.
I get those texts
all the time.
USPS, click here to check on your delivery. And I almost even...
Oh, there are times I almost click on it because it looks so real. And I'm thinking, gosh, if this is a person a little elderly who accidentally clicks on it because it looks so legit, scary. The other day, somebody messaged me on Kakao, which I found really interesting because I guess on Kakao, it's open messaging. I don't know who this person is and I haven't clicked on it, but I could see the message pop up and it says, hey, it's Bobby Lee. How are you? Good to see you here. Have we met before? And then, I mean, it has been constant. Every day he messages me.
Bobby Lee.
And goes.
So I guess that's what they're trying to do, is hack into your phone through these links.
They say also voice phishing is a really big scam right now in Korea. So they'll call and be like, hey, I have your daughter and she's really hurt. I brought her to the hospital. Can you send over money? I'll send you the account.
The two of them show up at the aquarium where they had been engaged the first time. She rented it out. She had done this before she went into surgery.
Before she lost her memory, right?
Yeah. They're both confused and wondering why they're there.
So it was really cute. They started playing the video from Hayne and Hyunwoo's wedding. And it looks like there have been some comparisons online that their wedding, the flower arch, looks exactly like Hyunbin and Son Ye-jin's wedding. And did you know in Crash Landing on You, the group that Son Ye-jin's character was a part of, like her family owned, was called Queen's Group?
Oh, really? She's just Easter egging for the Crash Landing on You fans. She's like the Taylor Swift of K-dramas.
Do you ever watch your old wedding video?
It's on a DVD.
Oh my God.
This is how long ago our wedding was. And so do I own a DVD player? Sure don't. Don't know how I'm going to play that thing. So no.
I have one.
You have a DVD player?
I do. A Blu-ray.
You're hoarding it, aren't you?
I mean, you know, this might be worth money one day.
As much as VCRs are worth, I'd say, today.
Yeah.
Do you watch yours?
I try to, actually, every anniversary. It's like fun to watch. I also look at it and think like, oh, I used to look good at one point in my life.
We were so skinny. Hyunwoo is very good about not pressuring her. He's very just like, be suspicious of everyone. She sees that his hand is scarred.
And why she's suspicious is because Eunsung had told her, I hurt my hand trying to get you out of the car when the truck of doom hit it. So now she's like, oh, okay, someone's not telling the truth. And clearly this guy, Hyunwoo, has a cut on his hand.
Doubts are being seeded in her mind. She goes to Eunsung's villa. I was very nervous for her. She's walking into Eunsung's like lair. But she goes and she notices his hand is not scarred at all. And she opens up the iPad and she can see there's video.
It's called iPad.
IP'd, yeah. Her IP'd and there's video footage of the whole house everywhere.
And she sees a clip that she doesn't watch it, but she sees the clip where her grandfather has been poisoned.
She goes home. She finally opens the package that's been waiting for her. It's the notebook. She finally reads it. She says to herself, the only person you have to remember is Baekhyun-woo. I cried at this one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It was a very touching letter to herself.
I was going to say this later. I did not cry at all in the last four episodes. And I was like, is there something wrong with me? Because there were so many touching moments, but no tears came out. I'm dried out.
So she calls him to get the record straight. She drives to him. Eunsung is tracking her on his iPad. Hyunwoo, Hayne standing across the street from each other. And I was like, no. He cannot get hit by a car, right? No.
This fool. No. Also, why are you not looking right and left four times?
So of course he gets hit by a car.
Sedan of doom.
That ends episode 15. Episode 16, we're very confused because Hyunwoo gets hit by a car, but also Hayne disappears. A bus passes by her on the other side of the street, and then he looks and she's gone. So what we see in the beginning of episode 16 is that Eunsung hits Hyunwoo.
Yes.
Hayne is being abducted by another car, chloroformed. She wakes up. She's at the hunting lodge. I mean, how many obstacles is this couple going to face before they can come back together?
Do you feel like maybe that's a sign? You know, like this is one of those things, like maybe you're not supposed to be together. Maybe the universe is telling you a sign. Although Eunsung is the puppeteer here, so.
She knows he's a psycho now and that she's in danger. He says, marry me tomorrow. I have a helicopter. He's like, do it, okay? Please, come on. Let's go.
Begging always works.
Hyunwoo, who has now escaped the hospital with his best friend, attorney friend, follow Mo Money because they know Mo Money is going to take them right to Hayne.
Right.
He gets to the villa.
David and his mother were talking and this was after she had found out that David had converted all of the money and taken it. And she's asking him for the file. She's like, give me the video evidence of her poisoning the chairman.
Hyunwoo comes. He saves Hayne. He's grabbing her. They're leaving the house. They're in the snow.
This is, it looked like Beauty and the Beast or some, right? Like yeah. The scene was very Disney-esque.
Psycho is coming after them in a G-Wagon and a hunting gun. Like, these guys can't outrun him. Eunsong has his gun. Eunsong's like, just come with me, Hae-in. Hae-in goes, over my dead body. I'd say, like, choose your words better.
Yeah, right.
However, at the same moment, the cops are coming. There's even a helicopter with a spotlight. And they all get out of the car and train their guns on Eunsong. Eunsong has his gun cocked.
Yeah. What are they doing?
In Why America, that fool they would be down. Dead.
Yeah.
In Korea, they give it a beat. Maybe he'll come to his senses.
Yeah.
He shoots at Hae-in. Hyun-woo takes the bullet in the shoulder for her. And then Eunsong goes down.
Finally.
Like, the cops finally shoot him up.
He is actually quite a good actor, Eunsong. But I think he needed to be a little bit more dimensional.
Yes.
You know, and that, like, he only showed villainous characteristics.
Yeah, I think he could have shown more sadness and present time over his mother.
Yeah.
A lot of the sadness we feel for him are the abandonment scenes from when he's little.
Right.
But in the real moment, we're not feeling how really sad he is about his mom. So Eunsong's dead. He gets shot down. How do we feel about this ending for Eunsong?
It was too easy.
Yeah. It was too quick and tidy.
Yeah, I wanted him to suffer more. I wanted him to be in a trial. I wanted him to be behind bars. I don't feel vindicated knowing that he was just shot to death.
I know. But I think his suffering was just knowing that even with her blank memory, Hae-in woke up and still couldn't find it in her to love him.
And she said, I didn't know who you were, and even still, I felt uncomfortable around you. And his mom, till the end, still never loved him just as he was.
Poor Hyun-woo, now he's been, in the last 12 hours, been hit by a sedan and now shot in the shoulder.
And gone to jail.
Hyun-woo, of course, survives his surgery. He wakes up. The couple say sorry to each other. They're saying sorry immediately to each other, but Hyun-woo still has his oxygen mask on. It's very distracting. He looks like Bane.
Yeah. He's fogging up as he's talking.
It's like everything else is so unrealistic in the hospital scenes. This, you couldn't lift his oxygen mask off for this very touching scene. So, you know, the couple's back together. One of the last things we see is Mo Money, Mo Problems. Her son's dead. She cries a little, but not really. She finds his iPad that has all of the recordings of her doing evil deeds in the house. She takes the iPad and
throws it in the river?
Honey, okay. I don't think that's how it works.
Girl, you've spent 20 years plotting against this family and you didn't look into how to erase a hard drive on an iPad.
It's in the cloud, babe. That was quite a boomer moment right there.
Yeah.
Okay, iPad's in the river. All done. Clean. I'm scot-free. She is, in fact, not scot-free.
Yeah.
Hyun-woo's out of the hospital now. We finally actually see him in court lawyering.
Yes.
Like, we haven't seen him do any lawyering, real lawyering, just a lot of contracts.
Also, there's a scene later on where he's just, like, strolling the halls of the department store. I don't think any chief legal officer is strolling the halls of the company that they're, you know.
Yeah. With his entire team to go to lunch.
Yeah, we're going to lunch now. But the trial was quite dramatic, and Mo Money was very emotional. She put on a great show.
A nit on the trial was that they brought Dumb Brother's wife up onto the stand and she basically testifies against Mo Money.
Right.
And they're like, well, do you have any evidence orchestrating this whole thing? She's like, no. I'm like, okay, so you're useless.
Yeah.
But then they bring in
all the video evidence,
which is like hook, line, and sinker. Yeah. She's there. You have the audio of her killing him. Why even bring Dumb Brother's wife
up? Well, I guess it would, as her accomplice, the character witness, but it would be dumb to put her up and be like, oh, I have nothing to prove.
Yeah. So Mo Money, Mo Problems goes to jail.
She's kind of lost her marbles in jail. Also, doesn't that look so fun in jail to be with five other ladies in a little room?
I don't think those ladies are there to make friends. We get a lot of closure in this show. Like, the writer is very good about closing every single loop.
I mean, there were so many bit characters, side stories that really, I think, were irrelevant to the story. But also, it was just, I think, a beautiful, like, human arc, right? And we thought Dumb Brother was so lame, but I loved his story arc. And he really came around. I think him and Tae, that was a great reunion between the two.
Yeah. So happy ending for all. We got a lot of classic drama tropes too in this episode. We got a cherry blossom lane walk. Did you know, I was reading a New York Times article about how the cherry blossoms in Korea were all brought there by Japan, mm-hmm. like during the takeover.
Yes.
There's a group in South Korea right now that wants to remove
wow.
all of the really? Japanese cherry blossoms because there's another sister species of cherry blossoms that they think originated
are native.
From Jeju Island.
Oh, wow.
So this group wants to replant all the Japanese cherry blossoms with the Jeju Island cherry blossoms.
Oh, wow. I'm for it. I mean, you and I, we joke. It's our bit that I don't like Chinese people, which is not true for our Chinese friends out there. That is not true. Okay. It's just for the entertainment sake. But I mean, the history with Japan is so close,
fraud.
Right? My grandparents all spoke Japanese because of the invasion. And it feels also because the Japanese government, even to this day, will not apologize for what has happened for a lot of the comfort women and whatnot. It's very real and raw for Korean people.
There's another trope of running in the rain under one jacket. Classic, classic Korean drama trope. And then the tofu after prison, which we talked about. Those were the big tropes I saw.
I thought the ending was a little too cliche. What they did was they showed all of the pictures of the family in Hyunwoo's old room. And you see that Hyunwoo and Hae-in had a child. And then you see an elderly man, faceless man, who goes to visit Hae-in's grave. But it looks like she lived till she was like 84. But I was like, what is this? Just
so that man is who she saw when they were in Germany before the surgery. Oddly, she's like, oh, that man's laying flowers down for his wife.
Yes.
And he looks and he doesn't see anything.
Yes, that's right.
So she somehow has this hallucination. There is actually a theory on the internet
huh.
that in one of the earlier episodes, we see a glimpse of that tombstone and the death date is 2034, not 2074.
Really?
So they think that this writer wrote two endings. The sadder ending would have been she relapses and dies early. And so that's also why a lot of the photos in Hyunwoo's room of them as a couple with the kid don't show them in old age. They don't
young.
Show that daughter older
yes.
because potentially in another ending, Hae-in wasn't there for the daughter when they were older. Anyway, so that is a theory online, but that they went with the 2074 ending because that's what the audience wants.
Well, I don't think a K-drama has ever ended
in a sad way. Yeah.
But I would much prefer that. When I was a kid too, I would write stories and it would always end them in the, in the saddest way they could. I feel like the happy ending is so convenient and I feel like it's a little lazy. It's not reflective of what real life is. And so I don't want to live in that kind of fantasy.
Most of us want closure, ultimately. And I think this really gives the closure we waited 16 episodes for.
Yeah. And I would say the opposing argument is that people watch these things to escape. We want something that makes us feel good.
Well, this drama made me feel good. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
But would you say you enjoyed it more than Crash Landing on You?
Yeah, overall, I just have a more warm feeling towards this one. I don't know.
I preferred Crash Landing on You. But I like this couple maybe even better.
I know, which seems impossible.
Yeah. But there is a theory out there right now that the two are dating. Of course, I think this is just what people want.
But it happens after every drama.
Yeah.
They always get put together.
So they're using the same bodyguard right now. And I think the same thing happened when Son Ye-jin and Hyun-bin started dating. They had the same bodyguard. So now everyone's like, oh my gosh, you know, or this guy must be working for both of them because they're together a lot. But
I would
who knows?
Love that.
They
but you know, like the sad
couple.
Part about being a Korean celebrity is that is a scandal. To be found out to be dating your co-star, to be dating anybody is such a scandal there for these drama stars. And it's a really sad life I feel like they have to live. They're like hiding their lives all the time.
There is a guy from a pop group way in the 90s and he ended up having a child. I mean, like out of wedlock, you know, nobody knew what was going on. And it was revealed like he had a 2-year-old daughter and he was a heartthrob. People were so upset. They were ripping up posters of him, like videotaping themselves, putting it on the internet. That's how terrible. Like they are not allowed to have lives outside of what they do on camera.
Yeah, because it feels like they want them to be these perfect beings. And so they can't like have real lives.
I mean, if that were true, this writer has some magic.
You know that on New Year's Day of every year, Dispatch, the gossip rag, yes, the Korean one, they out a couple. That's like their thing on New Year's Day. So maybe Dispatch will out them this year. That's it for Queen of Tears. We did it, guys. 16 episodes. So many highs, so many lows, so many tears. This drama really lived up to its name. So what's next? We have been thinking about a show called Lovely Runner. It is on Viki, which requires a subscription, which not all of us are willing to take that leap.
Well, we have not.
We have yet not.
We have yet to do that. We've reached out to Viki for a code that has not materialized yet. But if you know someone at Viki and can get us connected, that could benefit all of us.
We've heard good things about this show. It's doing very well in Korea right now. I think it's up to maybe like 10 or 12 episodes. So we're, again, very behind.
Is it? Yeah. Oh my gosh. We're always trailing.
I know. Late to the train, but still willing to jump on. So if you guys are willing to come with us on the next ride, we think we're going to be doing The Lovely Runner on Viki. Thanks, everyone, for joining us for Queen of Tears. We will be back next week. Until then, have a great week. Be well. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.